Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Tuesday, May 10th, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. On Friday, Sri Lanka's parliament heard its second reading of a controversial anti-conversion bill. World Hope's Keith Norris says while it's still too early to be able to guess the potential impact of the law, they're keeping a watchful eye on what's happening. Norris is asking for prayer. Their teams are in the tsunami area with one project slated for completion this month. And more storms and floods have damaged hundreds of homes in Romania, where some 3,700 people were evacuated. However, Little Samaritan Mission's Florine Pindicblaj says they're flooding the air with living water, God's word through Christian radio. They're broadcasting on 18 stations, but have licenses for 4 more. They need $20,000 for each station to get it on the air by June. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More than 400 short-term mission trips are available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to get connected. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.